our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quote, Walt Disney.
You should. I know this is a podcast. You cannot see the look of concern on the kid's face. Oh, Dad's joking on the first episode. And the lesson there is don't get hit in the head with an anvil.
The songwriting that Disney does is amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, you know what? Good talk, buddy. Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of the podcast Good Talk, Buddy. One dad.
One kid.
One good talk. Hey, kid, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just had a hilarious moment in my life.
Yeah, we were going to start the podcast by apologizing for not having a brand new episode last week, but when we tell you the reason why, you will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that also led to the hilarious moment right before we started recording.
Yes.
So last weekend, we adopted a dog.
We adopted a dog.
Yeah. So we went to the local shelter and we got us a rescue dog.
Rescue dog.
His name is?
Rocky.
His name is Rocky.
He's a doofus.
He's a major doofus. He is, we believe, a part mostly yellow lab.
Yeah.
He's very large. We have taken about 6 dogs worth of hair off of this dog.
Yes.
We could literally build another pack of dogs out of that dog.
With his hair shedding.
Yes. Yeah, so far, so good. We love him.
We love him.
He seems to like us.
Yeah.
So that is why we did not have a fresh episode for you in the podcast feed last week. And kid, do you want to tell him what happened right before we started this recording?
I do. So Mom from episode 21 was
Yes,
outside.
You all remember Mom from recurring
one.
Character Mom.
She was outside with the dog, with our new dog on the back porch, and there was a like an ambulance or a fire truck or a police car going by and police trucks, I mean not
the siren.
The siren. They have most cars like that have sirens.
Yes.
And Rocky heard that and he went Arr!
For a very long time.
For a very long time. And it was right before the podcast started. We were like, what is that?
Yeah, we were thankful that we had not started recording.
Yes.
And because, you know, nobody wants that kind of feedback on their podcast.
Nobody wants to hear, all right, welcome to Good Talk.
Yeah, welcome to Good Talk. welcome in. Hope you guys had a great couple of weeks in between episodes. We have some fun stuff planned for you on this episode. Of course, we're going to have our topic of the week that we will shape our good talk around. The kid has finished the lyric. He'll have a quote of the week a little bit later, but let's start the program this week with...
Utah, give me two.
Give me two! All right, our Gimme 2 topic this week, because the weather is starting to turn here where we record our podcast.
Uh-huh.
If you live in San Diego, you don't care, because it's always sunny and 72. It's like, yeah, the weather's fine all the time. But we are recording in an area where we have the different seasons, and we are in full-on spring.
Full-on spring.
So it is nice. It's difficult when you have allergies, but it's also nice whenever the weather is nice, you start to think about going outside and playing outside.
Especially with our new dog.
That's right. So our Gimme 2 topic this week are your two favorite sports to play in real life. Not on a video game.
Not on a video game like Mario Golf or Wii Sports.
Right, and not to watch. That's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to play... in real life. Do you have your two?
I have my two.
I have my two. Do you want me to guess? You want to guess?
I'll guess yours.
All right. Fire away.
I know you've played this sport before, so I'm going to say golf.
Golf is number one. Ding,
all
ding.
Right.
Nice job. That is the number one on my... I do enjoy playing golf. It's a love-hate relationship.
There's so many sports that you played... thinking of two right now at the top of my head, but I'm going to go with the one that you have talked about the most, which is football.
That would be number three.
Oh!
Number two on that list is roller hockey.
Roller hockey. Roller hockey, yeah.
I loved roller skating back in the day, and I loved playing roller hockey. It's a lot of fun. So I'm going to guess yours at the top of that list. I'm going to say basketball.
Ding, ding, ding.
And number two, I'm going to say baseball.
Eh.
Oh.
football.
Okay. Football is number two. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. You can, as always, play Gimme Two with your parents if you're a kid listening, or with your kids if you're a parent listening, or as a family if you're a family listening. just remember, Gimme Two, Good Talk Buddy, patent pending.
Yes.
So Hasbro, if you're listening and you want to start the family home version, the home game of Gimme Two, just give us a call.
Yeah.
We don't have a phone number.
Email us
at that extremely long email address, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. So, kid, do you have a finish the lyric for us this week?
I do indeed. And I do not think that you will get this lyric.
Oh,
this
all right. I smell a challenge.
All right. Up, down, right, down. That's, and then you have to finish the lyric.
Up, down.
It doesn't rhyme.
Right, down.
Yes.
Down, down, left, down.
No.
That would make sense.
No.
Up, down, right, down.
No.
Down, down, left, down.
No. No.
Well, what's the lyric? How do you finish the lyric then?
Up, down, right, down, looking for your love right now.
Okay. I like mine better. Mine makes more sense.
If
we look for patterns, we look for patterns in math and other areas of the world. I'm just saying, if we look for a pattern, up, down, right, down, down, left, down.
But this isn't math.
Well, it should be. All right. So hopefully you all were able to finish that lyric. I'm sure that there were some kids out there. Who's the artist there?
The artist's name goes by Jake.
Jake. Okay. Jake, you miswrote your song. So just, again, you send me an email and we'll work out. Maybe we can do a co-write on your next song. All right. So let's dive into our topic of the week, kiddo. This season, as you all know, in season two, we are not pulling the topics out of a topic cup. We're just talking about things that we think are relevant, things that will help our burgeoning middle schooler here, as he transitions from 10 years old to 11 years old and starts to become a young man, young adult. Most of these are absolutely transferable regardless of what age you are. Our topic this week is self-care.
Self-care, that's an important, those are two important words.
It absolutely is. And one of the reasons why I wanted to bring this up is because I know you just came yesterday from a dental appointment.
I did.
And these are things that are not a lot of fun when you're a kid.
No, not at all.
Going to the doc. First of all, it's not a lot of fun when you're an adult either. It's not like
not fun in general.
It's not like there's a huge party in the back where the adults are all partying at the dentist's office. I mean, we're getting our teeth worked on too.
Right.
But it is one of those things I think is important to understand when you are a kid, how important self-care is. And it's very all encompassing. So it's as serious as you got to take care of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat healthy. You got to exercise. You've got to take care of your teeth. You have a brand new toothpaste that you have to use. And so regardless of whether you like it or not, that's what you got to use.
I have a tooth loose now.
Right.
Because of the dentist.
Right. So these are things that, self-care is all of that. It's also mental. It's physical and mental.
That's what I was just about to go into, that it's not just physical, it's mental. Like, some people might say, I'm not good enough because I got this grade, or I'm not good enough because I don't look like them, or I'm not good enough because I don't have this. The reality is, everyone's unique in their own way. You're perfect just the way you are. Don't change anything, because there's only one you. You can choose to be somebody else, but then people are going to lose you.
Yeah, your uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good job saying that, kiddo. Look, everyone, here's the thing, and there's really no way around this. If you are going to grow up physically fit and healthy, keep all of your teeth into your old age, you have to take care of yourself. There are certain things that you need to do. Also, self-care is about combing your hair, mm-hmm. putting on deodorant, making sure you shower and you wash yourself, because nobody wants to be the stinky kid.
No.
Because of what you kind of just said, that goes into the mental thing. So there is a physical and a mental combination of these things. It's where there's a nexus point where those two things meet. If you feel good about yourself physically, then mentally you probably feel pretty good. And if you don't feel good about yourself physically, mentally, you're pretty well shot. Right?
Right.
So if kids are making fun of you because they say you're the stinky kid or your teeth are weird, and kids will do that.
They will.
That's going to bring you down mentally.
They've done it before.
And so then all the stuff that you just talked about, the worry of, am I good enough? Am I a good person? Am I doing all right? That gets magnified because now I'm being made fun of for something physical. So it's all tied in there. You have to take care of yourself. Because if you don't take care of yourself, what does anybody else have an incentive to try to take care of you?
Right.
Other than your parents. I mean, we will tell you, dude, you stink. Go shower.
Right.
But, you know, and try to be nice about it. But mentally, everybody needs those breaks. You need to, self-care is sometimes caring enough about your own mental and physical well-being to know, I need a break.
Yeah.
And that's okay too. You and I have talked about that too. There's two things that I want to say about what you just said. Number one is, one thing that I've tried to tell you and we try to get across to you, buddy, is that just because you do a bad thing doesn't make you a bad person. Like if you get a bad grade, that doesn't make you a bad person.
Right. Grades don't show who you are.
Right. It just means that you had a bad day.
It just means that maybe just work a little harder or study just a bit more, and then you'll get that passing grade.
Yeah. It like I said, you had a bad day. That doesn't mean you are a bad person. Those two things are not the same.
Right.
So there's that.
I had one of those moments just recently.
You did, and what happened from that?
Corrected it.
Yeah, you learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
So mistakes are the portals of discovery. When you make a mistake, it opens a window of discovery into either you have an aha moment. Let's say it's math. You make a mistake on your math test. And then somebody...
That's very fitting.
Right. And then somebody shows you the right way to do it, and you go, oh, got it. But if you just wallow in the mistake and you go, you know what, I'm fine sucking at math, that's not you taking care of yourself.
Right.
You have to take care of yourself. You have to want to be better. And we should all strive to be the best version of ourselves.
Yep.
Not in a stressful way. Not in a way that you are trying to achieve something that is unachievable, like perfection. Perfection is unachievable.
You can't be perfect. You can just be you and try your best. That's all you can do.
That's why I love what you said about the uniqueness. You know, you can try to be somebody else, but you're going to fail because you can't be anybody other than who you are.
There's only one you.
Yeah. Yeah. So... when you are thinking about self-care, for all the kids that are listening to this, it's important that at some point you start to take on that role, because believe it or not, one of these days you will not have your parents around to tell you to take a shower, to tell you to brush your teeth, to tell you to, you know, eat the right food, don't eat a bunch of junk food. That is self-care. That's the physical part of self-care.
Right.
What do you think the mental part of self-care is? Because our job as your parents right now is to teach you things and to plant those seeds. So when you get a little bit older, what is your job, self-care mentally? What do you think that is?
Self-care mentally. Well, making sure that, like, if I grow up, even now, if I grow up and I have a child and... I will make sure to check up on them mentally and physically part of every day just to make sure that they're doing all right, because I don't want them having any problems.
Yeah, but sorry. Let's talk about you for a second.
Okay, yeah.
You specifically, and not you as an adult, but right now you're about to turn 11 in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that 3 years from now, 14-year-old you, we have to start relying on you to do those things like I just talked about. Get in the shower, clean yourself, you know, we, as parents, we're not always going to check on that. We're going to start relying on you. Hey, did you do the things that you're supposed to do? Yep. And I'm not your mom, nor I. Nobody is going to make you brush your teeth.
Right.
But if all your teeth fall out of your head,
right?
What happened? You didn't take care of yourself.
I didn't have responsibility.
Yeah. You have to respect yourself and respect your, you know, you only have one body, right?
Mm-hmm.
You also only have one mind. And so all the way up until like right now, at this very moment, your entire life, your mom and I have been planting these seeds in you, these little lessons mentally. Things like what I just said. If you have a bad day, it doesn't make you a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody expects you to be perfect. We expect you to do your best. At some point, we're going to have to back away and let you hear those voices inside your own head and tell that to yourself and motivate yourself. So instead of me saying, hey, did you do your homework? It has to be you motivating yourself to do your homework. Because believe it or not, in just a few short years after you turn 14, you're going to be going off to college.
Right.
And your parents aren't going to be there to say, it's time to get up. It's time to go to class. It's time to make sure that you're having a good day mentally. Because all of those lessons that are planted inside of you, at some point you try to water it and nurture it, and hopefully they grow. It grows into this beautiful garden of things that you can then pick from.
Right.
As an adult. And you look at that and you go, oh, I remember, if I feel stressed out, I'm supposed to just chillax and maybe take a mental health break.
Kind of walk away from the situation.
Absolutely. That's self-care also. Because you have to learn how to do that without us at some point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, transitioning from a little kid into a young adult. That's what it's all about. Well, that's part of it. There's a lot of other stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the physical part of self-care. Now, I'm sure that you know now that you are 10, almost 11, all the things like, you know, we used to, when you were a little baby, we bathed you.
Right.
Now you take care of that yourself.
Right.
But you also know that if you don't do a good job, you're going to stink the next day.
And nobody wants to be the stinky kid.
Exactly. So that's part of your self-care. As you are getting older, are you understanding, oh, these are things that this is my responsibility?
I am. I am realizing that. And I know that, oh, after I take a shower, I should probably brush my teeth, because normally I take showers at like the end of the day when I get home from school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should brush my teeth after my shower, and not you or mom reminding me, hey, go brush your teeth, or hey, go get in the shower. I need to take responsibility in that.
Yeah, a lot of self-care is just developing good habits.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something over and over and over again, it's a habit. And you can have a bad habit or a good habit. And you want to try to have all the good habits when it comes to self-care.
Right.
So, you have any questions or anything you want to add to that discussion about self-care, buddy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We are dangerously close to the end of another episode of Good Talk Buddy. Before we get out of here, the little guy... That would be you for now. You're growing every day.
Thanks for pointing it out, Dad.
The little guy has a quote of the week.
Indeed I do. It always seems impossible until it's done. Quote, Nelson Mandela.
Great man, great leader,
uh-huh.
And a great quote. Yeah, things seem insurmountable sometimes, especially with regard to like work. You know, sometimes you have a lot of homework or a lot of tests
mm-hmm.
at the same time, and you look at it all and you go, ugh, that's a lot of stuff.
And then you take it down piece by piece, and right. then you go, oh, well, this isn't so bad. I just have to take it piece by piece every day.
Do you remember the analogy that I used, the old saying that I told you about having a lot of work. It's like eating a 400-pound apple.
Oh, yeah.
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got to do it. Got to dig in one bite at a time. That's a lot of apple.
wonder how many worms are going to fit in that.
All right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you had a good talk as well. Hey, you know what?
What?
Good talk, buddy.
Good talk.
We'll see you next week. To subscribe to the podcast, just find Good Talk Buddy on your favorite podcast app, Apple, Spotify, Google Play Store. You get the idea. Good Talk Buddy. Subscribe now.
And you can also visit our website, goodtalkbuddy.com.
And to send us an email, goodtalkbuddypodcast@gmail.com.
Wow, that's a mouthful.